Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Searching for peace in an unpeaceful world. Our scripture for today is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups, Gentiles and Jews, into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, hostility between us. Our theme for the Grace for All Advent devotions is hope, joy, peace, and love. For me, the most elusive of these is peace. Human beings are human beings. Even the most Christ-like among us experience jealousy, envy, greed, anger, even rage, based on the actions of others and the events taking place around us. Life is not always fair, and we often allow unfairness or mistreatment to steal our peace among family members, friends, neighbors, and most especially within us. I am at a place in life where peace is what I crave most. I have always disliked conflict. I am, by nature, a peacemaker, not a fighter. Still, the many things over which I have no control upset me. How can I achieve peace within when there is so much wrong in our world? I think I know the answer, but it is not easy. First, I have to acknowledge that God is in control and I am not. That is super hard for a firstborn daughter. I ran the show for my younger sister and two younger brothers when assigned their care if our parents were away briefly or busy doing something they didn't want interrupted. And I relished the role of being the boss. I knew best for all of us, at least in my mind. As an adult, that simply is not true. There are so many times that I have no idea of the best decision to make or path to take. When that happens, I rely on the counsel of friends and family, and most importantly, I seek God's direction through prayer and meditation. Often the path that opens to me seems contrary to what I thought best, but God is always there and always faithful. Second, I know that I have a responsibility to participate in society and speak up against injustice and cruelty, but I cannot change the thoughts and actions of others alone. I have to be patient and allow God to work. But in the meanwhile, I can continue to help others and do good in accordance with our church's missions. I can always pray, always. Finally, I can continue to strive to strengthen my personal relationship with Jesus, studying, praying, meditating, both alone and in groups. A stronger faith enables me to keep things in perspective, let go of the things I should not spend time and energy on, and rely on God to direct my path. All of these actions require giving up control. I am not in charge. Nor am I meant to be. I am meant to worship and serve God in the ways He directs me. Perhaps when I achieve this level of selflessness, the ways of the world will no longer steal my peace. I pray for that. Let us pray together. Dear God, You know the turmoil, suffering, and pain your children are experiencing in the world today. I know this is not how you intend for us to live. Please guide us as we seek peace in our homes, in our families, in our communities, and in our world. Only through you can we quiet the noise and ignore the distractions that separate us from you. may we find the peace of God during this Advent season and always. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Pat Scruggs.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.